Oh, okay.
So, hello, I'm That's All Folks, and I'm here with.
Tanika Drake.
And you typed in to the anchor co-host thing, topic thing, laughter. Why?
Because I enjoy laughing. I believe laughter is the best medicine to a broken heart and a lot of things that trouble us in the world today.
So, I mean, yeah. Why? I mean, I agree. What am I supposed to say it? Yes. I mean, do you have some data points you want to break down?
We can do
Some
data points if you
stories you want to share about how the miracle of laughter?
Well, I could give you a story about
Okay.
laughter. Maybe that will
That's
help.
good.
Okay,
Okay.
so if someone asked me earlier, they asked me if I thought I was attractive. And I said, well, I really don't know. And I said, I had gone to Subway with a friend of mine, and he and I were sitting in the car, and a gentleman had pulled up and he was listening to Drake on his station. He had his window down. And so he saw me, he rolled up his window, got out the car, and he said, hello. I said, hi. And so he was walking really strong and really fast. He walked so hard, the label on the door said to pull. Not push. He walked so hard and he slammed right into the door. And his face went like to the left and his hand like did some kind of crazy move. And so we went into Subway. My friend looked at me, he said, yeah, that just happened. He's like, what did you do? I said, I didn't do anything. All I said was hello. He's like, stop saying hi to people because that's what happens. I was like, okay. So he came back out and he said he did it again. He slammed into the door coming out and then he looked at me like, what's up? I said, hi. He's like, stop saying hi to people. Did I tell you what happens? I was like, it wasn't me. He should have read the label on the door. It totally said pull, and he walked into it.
This happened today.
No, it happened. It happened. I think like maybe 4 weeks ago. It happened.
Okay. And why is it sticking? I mean, is that just this is just the last funny thing that happened, or?
I think what it really was he was trying to be very cool. He was trying to be really suave, like, what's up? I was like, hey. And so when he did that, thinking that he was like all macho and stuff, and when he was walking, not paying attention to what he was really supposed to be looking at the door, when he walked into it, I could see like when he smashed into the door, like his coolness went away, and plus he didn't read what he was doing. So how cool do you look to the person you just said hello to, and you walk right in the door, and that was a glass door, mind you. Everybody saw you in the subway, and I'm watching you, and then you come out like nothing happened. What's up?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds funny, but I guess I'm saying, when we talk about the topic of laughter, why is this the story that's like first pops to mind? Just the last really funny thing that happened in your life?
I think so. I think because of the whole dynamic of everything, just the whole setup, just me and my friends
Yeah.
sitting there, we're talking minding our own business, just having a conversation, look over to the person, and it's like an engaging thing. The person engages with you. You are not trying to engage with them, and you say one thing,
Yeah.
and then from that spurs a whole entire,
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like a classic slapstick moment. It sounds like if it were on film in a movie, it would get like instant laughs.
Right.
Like nobody could avoid laughing.
Well,
If
I
it were filmed and put on the internet, it would be a little bit of a viral video.
Yeah.
Sounds fun.
was. Do you like to laugh?
Yeah, sure. All the time. I guess I don't know. Where can we go? Yeah, I don't know. Will you?
Well, when you think of laughter, I'm a laughing person anyway. Like if you were to say something, I'm always a laughing person. I just have that laughter in me. So if I can find a place where there could be a laugh and a chuckle, I'll do it. Someone might think like, why are you always laughing all the time? But that's that's what I like to do, and it helps me. It helps me, like, relate to people, and then another person might laugh, you start laughing, like, what's so funny, you know? But if you just have that stoic kind of personality, and it's like, nothing's so funny, like, the world is so doggone serious, like, we don't have time for craps and giggles, like, let's get it together. Like, life can't be that serious that you can't take time to find laughter in your life, you know?
Yeah, I mean, you think laughter is contagious? I kind of think it is. Like, if somebody else laughs, I'll pretty much start kind of laughing, I think.
Well, I think it is. I think it's very contagious, especially, it's just like a yawn. If someone yawns, look at them like, oh, mm-hmm. I really don't feel like yawning, and you're going to make me tired. You know, it's just one of those things.
Yeah.
It makes you feel
good. Yeah, and then when you do laugh together, it does, you feel like a little bit closer to the person, right? Like, because you can, it is like a sort of, it's a shared, like, involuntary action, sort of.
All right, like, it's a shared moment that you guys can say, like, you had this, like, secret laughter, you know? And it's like one of those inside jokes that only you and that person mm-hmm. know about. Like, why are they laughing? Nothing's funny. Well, we know what's funny. You don't, because you're not privy to that information. Mm-hmm. So.
How do you feel about the loss of the laugh track in TV?
What do you mean, the comedy parts?
Well, like, about 10 or 15 years ago, maybe around, like, the millennium, shows stopped having laugh tracks in them.
Did they really?
Yeah, before that, like, every time there'd be a funny part, like, in a TV show, be like, pause for laughter. Ha, ha, ha. This show's filmed in front of a live studio audience, you know?
Oh, yeah.
And then there's this whole concept that, like, people needed the laugh track to tell them to, like, laugh with other people.
Oh, yeah.
So that's to me about it, is that it is a little bit contagious, and it is like a group bonding thing. And so it feels natural to, like, want to be one of many people in a group laughing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and my brother recently told me, actually, a lot of times, more than once, he said he's started watching movies that he knows would be so much funnier to watch with me or my other brother, like, together as a group laughing together, that he'll just stop the movie and then wait for us to watch it together, just because he knows it'll be so much better to laugh with other people.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's a moment that does, you know, bring people to. Nothing says that's like laughing and having popcorn and all that. That's you know, that's a moment, you know, and that's a good moment too.
Yeah.
It creates memories.
Because I laugh alone. I do laugh alone, and it is weird. You feel like you don't need to. You
know? Like, I shouldn't be laughing by myself. Somebody needs to come with me and laugh with me.
Kind of weird.
Yeah, it can be. I mean, he's no, like.
I mean, it's kind of like, weird that laughing is a thing that we feel like we need to do with other people.
If I watch cartoons, I laugh by myself. I would do that by myself.
Any more thoughts on laugh? I'm done.
How can you draw a blank? You're supposed to be able to laugh at that. No, I don't think I have any more thoughts on laughter. I just enjoy laughing. I enjoy people that can find humor in life.
Yeah.
Laughter, you know? It's just... I love laughing.
I got a good story. My other brother, when he was like, I don't know, 4 or 5, he's always loved music. He's like a professional, like, singer-songwriter now. But when he was 4 or 5, that one song by Maroon 5, "This Love Has Taken Its Toll on Me." You know that song?
Yeah.
At the time. And then me and my other brothers were sort of making fun of it, like singing it with like a goof voice, like, "This Love Has Taken." My little brother hated that. He was like, "You're ruining the song. I don't like it." And my dad was like, "Hey, Ricky, cool it. It's just a joke." And then he said, "I don't like jokes."
Oh, wow.
So there are, I guess there are some people that don't like laughing and don't like jokes.
Yeah, there clearly are. Yeah. And I think
I mean,
go ahead.
No, that's it. I mean,
well, I was going to say, when you said that, I said, well, that must make it hard for people when, you know, there's something actually funny in the movie and they can't really laugh at it. It's like, that's not really that funny. And everybody else is laughing. And it's like, man, this is a waste of my money. I should never come. And I was like,
I don't think there are people who don't like laughing, though. Do you really believe that?
I mean, maybe there's some people that don't. Like, they will. Don't you see that some people like try their hardest not to crack a smile, not to laugh?
Yeah.
Like, why would you want to do that? I mean, what's the purpose
of it? I mean, actually, I don't know if I've ever met anybody that says they don't like to laugh. You really have?
I met someone who was not wanting to laugh at a lot of things, but I guess she just, I don't know, maybe her life was just very, very hard, and she just didn't like to crack a smile and just didn't like laughing. Maybe that's not her thing.
She just had this general attitude, like, life isn't funny, and so nothing is funny.
Right.
I can see that.
Right.
I guess I met people that seem really serious, that seem like they've never laughed, but I gotta believe they've laughed. They do like jokes and they do laugh. I don't know.
They laugh in the comfort and privacy of their own home, so you can never see.
Maybe.
Oh, well, what do you talk about on Anchor?
I'd mostly just call my brother and we just have just regular phone calls, and then they're just Anchor through Anchor, and then we publish them, but we talk about whatever.
But
I just saw this new feature today to like start talk a random topic with someone else on the service, so I wanted to try it. So to ends the stock market and creativity with some other people, and so this is my fourth one.
Well, you're busy. I need to get caught up.
I'm just procrastinating.
Well, I gotta get my co-host game up.
It's pretty fun. I mean, it's been fun so far.
Well, I like it. I really enjoy talking to you. What is your name?
Ryan.
Ryan.
Yeah. Username, that's all, folks. Listen to some old stuff. I talked to my brother a lot.
Don't worry, I'm gonna come over and I'm gonna leave you some voice messages.
All right,
Ryan, thank you so much for talking with me about laughter today.
Yeah, definitely. Thank you.
All right, I'll talk to you later.
Do you publish your things to the iTunes store, like your podcast? So you just go all the way to like all the podcast zones?
I just publish it everywhere.
Okay, yeah. I don't know if we should be like, yo, iTunes Store, because that's like a podcast trope, and so I've been doing it as a joke at the end, but not as a joke, as like a real, as a real thing.
So are you telling me to publish it?
I guess I'm saying, let's wrap up the show. Hey guys, if you like the show, rate and review on iTunes, give us a rating if you like hearing about laughter, and come see us again.
That's all, folks.
That's all. My thought, folks.
Sounds perfect.
Okay.
All right. Well, later.